The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dama Hump Day, RNC MKE 2024. Happy hour, and we are happy to be joined right now live via stream by our good friend, pundit, podcaster. He's Bill Press. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
I am laughing out loud seeing Crute in a tie. I mean, what the hell? Are you trying to pass as a Republican?
We're going to do a walkabout a little bit later. And I got my blue hat? Banker suit for Thursday. Oh, I got a red badger hat. That fools them.
Yeah, I mean, dress the part. You can't fool me, Crute.
See, man, I don't even try, Bill.
Oh, I was hoping to be named Trump's vice presidential pick, sort of a wild card, Bill, but I thought maybe if I showed up, I hear he likes him from central casting. I thought I looked sexy enough.
Yeah, you have been better than the guy he ended up with, but at any rate, I mean, listen, I'm glad you guys are there. I want you to know you have my proxy, okay? You can cast my vote any way you want. Okay. And I count on you to cast it. I haven't watched very much of it. I did get a big laugh last night over, I think it was last night, the party of, the whole theme was, we're the party of law and order, right? So we're going to nominate, a convicted felon, right? And then Peter Navarro is going to walk out of prison today, and he's going to show up in Milwaukee if he's not already there. So they're calling in all the criminals, all the guys who have already done time. Hell, Steve Bannon may address the convention from his prison cell. What a clown
folks,
show.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. He's Bill Press, our good friend. Bill, we're here in Milwaukee, and it's been a bit of a clown show, I'll readily admit. J.D. Vance. Now, this guy was an anti-Trumper, trash-talking when he was reading the papers in the polls in 16, and he thought Hillary was going to be the president, but he has certainly changed his tune. And, you know, I watched the speeches last night, Bill, be it Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis or Ted Cruz, none of them have character. They will all sell their soul for just a little glimpse of power.
Well, it's not character. They don't have a backbone. They don't have any courage. They have no spine at all. Think of the list of people who called out Donald Trump for who he really is, right? Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, Nikki Haley, Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance. I mean, the list goes on and on. And all of them now just kiss his ass in public 9 times a day, and that's not good enough for Donald Trump. I mean, it's really sick, I think. I even saw Asa Hutchinson yesterday. I have a lot of respect for Asa Hutchinson, who ran against him. And, you know, he said, well, you know, Biden was so bad in the debate, you know, I got to go with Trump. I mean, give me a freaking break. Come on. But, you know, they stand for anything? Do they have any principles or any courage? No. Pathetic. Yeah. But you're there. I'm not.
Bill, obviously, the assassination attempt on the former president and the news that we keep seeing trickle out that this guy had visited the site and perhaps the local cops had told the Secret Service, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it lends itself to every conspiracy theory on the right, and these goofballs are walking around with white cotton swabs on their ears, wearing maxi pads on their ears in solidarity with their Cheeto Messiah, Bill. But anyways, yeah. want to get your honest assessment. I mean, I remember when Reagan got shot, but that wasn't during a political campaign. Bill, how do you think this assassination attempt affects the campaign?
I think it's already had a major impact, right? And I'd say the impact is going to be short-term and long-term, you know? Let's remember, there are people who say, this means it's all over, right? Democrats might as well fold their tent. It's all over. Donald Trump's going to win. They're going to win everything. That's just nonsense. That is just total nonsense. Jerry Ford got shot twice, right? And he did not get reelected. So it doesn't mean anything. But I think the impact is, in the short term, it certainly has given the Republicans a big burst of enthusiasm. As you say now, you know, he's their martyr. They're wearing the maxi pads on their ears, right? It gives them another reason to cast him as a victim, right? As a victim, as a martyr. And it gives them another reason to attack Democrats for all the gun violence in this country, when in fact it's Republicans, of course, who block every bill. Here's what I'm more worried about. Is I think there are some Democrats who feel, again, that this changes everything. And I would say to them, as I wrote in The Hill this week, this changes nothing. Donald Trump is still the same Donald Trump. I'm glad he survived. We're all glad he survived. Still the same Donald Trump. Joe Biden is still the same Joe Biden. It's still a choice between a demented, feckless, worthless former president who wants to undermine the Constitution, and a guy who's done a pretty good job, who's behind the Constitution and wants to continue the job. The choice is still the same. The issues are still the same. That's number one. So Democrats can't fall into that trap. It's nothing has changed. The assassination attempt changes nothing in the big picture. Number one. Number two, sorry to go on my soapbox here, but I think it's
yeah, go Bill.
It's important to talk about. Number two, I fear, okay, look, I've come out, you know me, we've talked about this. I'm a huge fan of Joe Biden's. I'm a longtime supporter of Joe Biden's. Hell, I grew up in Delaware. We went, you know, to rival high schools, all that kind of stuff. But I think it's time for Joe Biden to step aside. And I am afraid that the focus on the assassination gives the Biden camp a chance to say, let's put all that talk behind us and let's unite behind Joe and go forward. And I honestly believe if he had shown, Joe Biden just hasn't shown me, a big fan, that he's up to the job for four more years. He didn't in the debate. He did not do it in the Stephanopoulos interview. He didn't do it in the news conference. He didn't do it in the Lester Holt interview. So I think the best thing for him and for the country and for the party is to recognize he's done a great job. Got this country back on track, and now it's time for the next generation. And with that, you know, we'll Donald Trump will be history soon. Without that, I'm afraid we could lose everything.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's our friend Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. You can find him on Twitter at Bill Press Pod. Bill, thanks for coming around. We do have some breaking news. Apparently, MSNBC is reporting President Biden has COVID. The president has COVID, according to MSNBC.
Just the headline he needed this week, right, Bill?
As if we don't need one more bit of good news, bad news, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's just going to. Oh man! Wow. That's. I'm very sorry to hear that. For his sake. Yeah, sir. I'm sorry to hear it for all the rest of us, too. Yeah, because that takes him out of action when his whole plan is to be on the front lines so people can see how well he does, right? So much for that plan, right? Now, what's
he was scheduled in Vegas today, and that's been canceled already, Bill.
Yeah, he was there
yesterday.
Biden was, right. By the way, in Vegas yesterday, I think this is very significant. Biden said something very, very significant yesterday, speaking to the NAACP. and he was talking about black jobs. And he said, you know, I know what a black job is. A black job is vice president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And then he said, Kamala Harris is a great vice president. Not only that, here's the thing. He said, she could make a great president of the United States. Well, my side is, all right, Joe, step aside and give her a shot. Right?
Bill, let me ask you then. Congressman Adam Schiff, I think probably the most prominent Democrat to come out so far today and say, Joe, you've been a great president. You've done a lot of things, but now is the time to perhaps pass the torch. Now, we've been lamenting the timing of this, given the fact that, of course, Joe's finally had the cameras off of him for a minute and everything's here in Milwaukee at the RNC. What's your sense of Adam Schiff's decision to kind of go along with you, Bill?
I think it's hugely significant for a couple of reasons. First, I got to say, Adam's a good friend of mine. When I was Democratic chair of California, you know, 100 years ago, Adam was one of my buddies, one of my guys, one of my young Turks. and that was even before he was elected to Congress. He's been a very, very effective congressman. We remember the first impeachment trial, right? He's the manager. And he's... We might as well call him senator-elect, right? I mean, he's going to be the next senator from California. For Adam to say that is on his own part is very significant. What's more significant is there is nobody closer to Nancy Pelosi than Adam. Nancy Pelosi tried to get Gavin Newsom to appoint Adam Schiff as Attorney General of California after Kamala was picked as vice president. Gavin didn't do it. Nancy Pelosi, she was the first one to endorse Adam Schiff when he announced for U.S. Senate. Adam did not do that without checking with Nancy Pelosi. I think he is the bellwether that we might see Nancy Pelosi soon say the same thing. And in my judgment, if Nancy Pelosi and Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, right? Go down to the White House and talk to Joe Biden. I think that could be the end of it, or the beginning of it.
Timing, Bill. The timing, what? Bill. I'm not so sure that I love Adam Schiff's timing. This was RNC week, man. We have all the focus on their crazy ideas. But Bill, I want to ask you about Adam Schiff's timing, calling for Joe Biden to step aside. The breaking news at this hour, Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID. We've tested positive for a fine guest. He is Bill Press. Stick around. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Live RNC MKE 2024.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live from Milwaukee, RNC MKE 2024. The breaking news coming out of MSNBC, President Joe Biden has COVID. He has canceled some public events. We'll keep you updated as we find out more information.
And here at the RNC, Linda McMahon from WWE fame has taken the stage on behalf of former President Donald Trump. You know, keeping it all in the family, Bill Press.
Well, he made a WWE entrance the other day, right? So I guess she's
very, very dramatic, certainly.
One of the stage managers, yeah. I don't see you guys anymore, by the way. I see...
Hey, Rich, let Bill see the fine host of this fine program.
There you are.
Here we
are.
Right up here. In Milwaukee, right. Bill.
Yeah,
we appreciate you. We appreciate you being a part.
What's the food scene in Milwaukee? I mean, you know, I remember conventions. A big thing was always finding out the favorite local food and making sure you got, like in Philadelphia, you know, the Philly cheesesteaks, right? You know, I mean, that was a big deal. So what's hot in Milwaukee?
Usinger's brats for everybody. Apparently, the Republicans are not leaving the green zone. They're not going out and they're not going to the bars. Oh. They're not going to the restaurants. Bill, the only ones leaving the green zone apparently are to go on the gay sex site Grindr. Big business on that this week, we understand, Bill. I you know, names. Some Republican men I have wants.
Hey, Bill, we're talking about Congressman Adam Schiff, soon-to-be Senator Adam Schiff, coming out and suggesting that the President Biden, that he pass the torch, he move on. Now we find out the president has COVID. But Crudy was lamenting more than I, perhaps, the timing of it all. Why could he done it on Friday? Could he wait until Monday? What do you – obviously, everything's planned political. That's my impression. What's your sense on what the timing means?
I think the timing means that Adam Schiff is saying, don't rush into this. As we know, there's also a movement underway on the part of the DNC to shortcut any talk about Biden stepping down. There's a plan that's put out there to all the DNC members, asking them not to wait till the convention to vote on Zoom, like next week, right? Beginning of next week, to make Joe Biden, to officially nominate him, to make him the nominee, thereby cutting off any talk about the possibility of an alternative candidate, a younger, more energetic candidate. So what my read is, and I've been talking to Adam, is that he saw that train coming down the track and he said, whoa, let's not rush into this. Let's give ourselves, we got 4 weeks, let's give ourselves time to really think this baby out. And by the way, Jared Huffman, Congressman Jared Huffman from Marin County, is also circulating a letter. My understanding is they've got like 100 members of Congress, Democrats, of course, who've signed that letter already, saying the same thing, saying to the DNC, not Joe has to get out, but don't rush into this. Don't do this. Don't trigger this early vote before, you know, and force everybody to make a decision before we've had time to really come together on this. So,
I think it'd be a disastrous optic for the Democratic Party to do that. I mean, if people push back on the idea that super delegates picked Hillary in 2016, what's this going to feel like when the delegates or those that are just interested parties show up at the convention in Chicago in a month, and the nominee's already been named, and why'd you even bother showing up here? Are they going to get the platform when they show up, too?
No, I agree. I think it's a disaster. I think it's a rush to, you know, to try to undo the legitimate questions and the legitimate unrest about Biden's ability to do the job. By the way, you know, I believe Joe Biden can do the job for another 4 years, but he doesn't have to convince me. He's got to convince the most Americans, right? And when I see him on television today, I don't think he's capable of doing that. I'm afraid he's not, and I'm afraid he's accomplished so much. We've made so much progress. I don't want to see it all undone because of one old fart who doesn't know when it's time to turn over the car keys, you know, to bring it back home.
Bill, what does it say to me? I hear what you're saying. They want to kind of button up and put to rest all this conversation. But also, what's telling, it seems like, well, they're kind of, I'm not going to say, they're not scared, obviously, but they're perhaps concerned that if they don't do this, then what's the ramifications? This talk will continue, and they don't want that to happen. I mean, that seemingly is the whole issue, right?
Yeah, but the only way for it to go away is not to force it from above, in my opinion, is not for the DNC to force it on all the delegates. The only way for it to go away is for Joe Biden to knock one out of the park. And he's had 4 opportunities to do that so far. Again, I say this as a Biden supporter. I want him to be remembered in history as a great bridge president, not as somebody like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Dianne Feinstein, right, who didn't know when it was time to go out with dignity and to have their held head. Okay, you want to know here's my scenario, right? Joe Biden steps aside. A couple of people throw their hat in, but whatever. Kamala Harris gets it. The first night of the convention, it's a love show for Joe Biden, which he deserves. The big video, they glorify Joe Biden. The second night of the convention, Kamala Harris is nominated for president by Michelle Obama. The election is over. Boom. It's done. Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama. She's not the VP. I mean, she nominates Kamala. And that starts the campaign. And it'll be more excitement than we've seen in our lifetime in politics.
We'd be down, Bill Press. And would you join us in Chicago then for the party?
You're damn right. You're damn right.
We'll buy if you show. Bill Press, our good friend, pundit, podcaster, friend of the Devils. Bill, thank you so much for making time today.
As long as I don't have to wear a tie. All right. See you guys.
I'm with you, Bill. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
We got a fine guest joining us next. He is former Republican Congressman Reed Ribble from the great state of Wisconsin. We're there right now for the RNC MKE 2024 comeback with the Devils and Reed Ribble.
Right, there's another letter waits to take your place.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, live on the road, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a beautiful city, contrary to rumor, Dom. And we are high above the city here, the site of the RNC over our left shoulder, my left shoulder at least. You can see us on the video stream, and we want to thank our most recent guest, Bill Press. He's a podcaster, he's a pundit, he's a friend of ours. And Dom, we welcome back a fine guest, a gentleman it's been nearly a decade since, former Congressman Reed Ribble joined us on the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We welcome him back now. Reed, welcome back. It's been far too long, sir.
Hey, Reed. Hey.
It has been well. Good afternoon, everybody.
Reed, we appreciate you joining us. And you have you were a Republican. When did you serve in the Congress for the state of Wisconsin, sir?
2011 through 2016. I was there for three terms.
For three terms. And then Donald Trump got elected, and the Republican Party has changed, has it not, sir?
Oh, it has. It's changed a lot. I mean, it's almost unrecognizable today. I mean, it's moved from a what I would call a Reaganite conservative to party to a nationalist populist party.
And Donald Trump is obviously the nominee of this Republican Party, Reed. And in 2016, there was pushback to this guy as the nominee. We were in Cleveland, and I wore a dumb Trump T-shirt. People sort of gave me shy grins and winked at me like they shared that sentiment. This year, sir, in 2024, it's united. Everybody is behind Trump. Did you ever think you'd see a point where the Republican Party would sort of completely sell out, not to a platform, but to a single human being, a single man?
No. There's a kind of a cult of personality around Donald Trump that I don't believe it's sustainable for any other candidate. I'm not exactly sure. Trying to think through why did this happen or what's so special about Donald Trump that has drawn this type of fervor. But, there's been populist movements before in the U.S., and we're in one of those populist moments right now.
Reed Ribble, former congressman from the great state of Wisconsin, joins us live via phone here on the Devil's Advocates. We're in Milwaukee. Reed, the state of Wisconsin came out to vote in the Scott Walker recall election in 2012. And a lot of people that were, as they were described, low propensity voters came out for the very first time. They didn't feel like Walker was a criminal or whatever motivated them individually. But it seemed like somehow Trump galvanized similar demographics in Wisconsin or perhaps some of these same voters. Reed, that seemingly has changed the tenor of the electorate. Very much sort of, I think what started as divide and conquer is certainly become a more polarized electorate here.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I've often called in the last, maybe 6 years or so, I've called the Wisconsin voter schizophrenic. I mean, just stop and look at the 2022 election where the same voter on the same ballot elected Ron Johnson back to the U.S. Senate and elected Governor Tony Evers as governor. And how does that even happen? How does that even work? And so Wisconsin voters are pretty independent folks, I'll tell you that.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show for former Congressman Reed Ribble from the great state of Wisconsin joining us. Reed, always a pleasure. I'm just curious, as a Republican, and do you still consider yourself a Republican, but your interactions with fellow Republicans, perhaps some are supportive of Donald Trump, perhaps some have become never Trumpers. Do you think you would be welcome down here at the RNC in Milwaukee this cycle?
Yeah, I would be welcome there. I've got a lot of friends there and a lot of friends that are attending the convention. But there would be some people looking at me a bit askance because I've been very critical of Donald Trump, both from his demeanor and also his behavior that led up to January 6th and confusing voters on how elections are run in this country and stating that the election in Wisconsin was rigged and stolen when it wasn't. So there'd be some people that'd be mad at me, but not a lot. Wisconsin night still holds up.
Yeah, they're nice to your face, Reed. That's certainly the case.
That's a perfect devil's advocate answer, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, man. I keep my chain of thought here. So how do you, I mean, obviously, I'm assuming I have character issues with a guy like Donald Trump, certainly. And those that follow him, J.D. Vance called him the American Hitler. J.D. Vance's VP pick referred to him as cultural heroin. And now he's come around and totally said, well, I was fooled by the media and Trump is our guy now and forever. You've been critical. When you stand up and point out some of these things that you are critical about the former president on and his demeanor and his actions, specifically on January 6th, what do your Trump friends say to you?
Well, they don't, my Trump friends don't believe anything I say about Trump. And so they've kind of drank the Kool-Aid, and they just like whatever he offers them, they're excited for. And so they love this populist message that Trump is delivering. And for some reason, they believe he's the only person that can deliver it, you know, just like he was the only person that could build a wall and have Mexico pay for it. But they really can't see past that. And speaking of J.D. Vance and how critical he was back in 2016 and where he is today, ambition is a powerful force in the mind of a politician. And it can sway and color thinking pretty quickly. We saw that with Ron DeSantis last night and with Nikki Haley last night with their, you know, gushing endorsements. Well, DeSantis was a little less gushing than Nikki was.
It's degrees of gushing. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We got fine guest live via phone. He is Reed Ribble, former congressman from the great state of Wisconsin. He was a Republican representative in the House. Congressman, you talked about election integrity here in the state of Wisconsin. Obviously, the outcome of the election was questioned here in the state, not because we didn't have an accurate vote. I mean, recounts prove that out. Legislative audits prove that out. Hell, the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty proved that out through their own independent research, sir. So when we talk about election integrity, there was nothing wrong with the election in this state last time, but there's plenty of questions. Do they all effectively stem from Donald Trump? I mean, I hear it, sir, on right-wing talk radio. I hear other politicians of the current flavor, Republicans, still claiming, well, you know, people are suspicious because lots of dirty deeds happened in Wisconsin, yet they offer me no evidence, sir.
Yeah, there's no real evidence of it, but, you know, the ballot drop boxes and things like that and changing the rules to adapt to COVID were controversial around the country, particularly in the swing states that Donald Trump lost. You notice he had no election integrity problems or election integrity issues in any state that he won, and no Republican, a state assemblyman, state senator, U.S. congressman, or U.S. senator that won on the same ballot that Trump lost on had no problem with their elections. None of those guys said, oh, the election's fake, so I'm going to step back and not serve until this has been corrected. None of them did that. They didn't believe that at all. And they didn't really believe that the election was rigged, and it wasn't. And I've been working with a group called Keep Our Republic to try to restore a certain amount of trust in our elections. Because if you keep telling people your vote doesn't count, it's going to be stolen, why in the world would anybody vote?
Read as a practical matter.
Why would they show up to the ballot box if they think their vote's going to be stolen? Why waste the time? Just go to McDonald's and have lunch or something. I don't know.
Reed, state of Wisconsin, as a factual matter, has decentralized voting, like 1,835 voting districts across the state, to actually affect the outcome on a presidential level. When we've got over 3 million votes being cast in the state of Wisconsin, would take an enormous conspiracy beyond the capability of either party, I would assert, sir. So when we lay out the facts, they just don't seem to believe the facts. They only believe whatever Trump says. Reed, how do we overcome that? How do we get back to disagreeing about policy, but agreeing on what the facts are?
Well, yeah, that's difficult. And let's face it, politicians have always kind of stretched the truth and embellished things that were going on. When it comes to whether we trust our elections or not, this is a really critical thing to talk about and try to deal with, because it is the bedrock of our very republic is the fact that the American people get to decide who their leaders are. And they don't get to decide just when that particular leader they favor wins. The American people have the ultimate say. They get to choose who wins. And I would just say this to people listening. If you don't trust the politicians, and I would encourage you not to, trust your neighbor, because it's likely to be some senior citizen that sits in the pew in front of you at church that's at that precinct taking your ID and giving you your ballot to fill out. Trust those people. And as you said, it is so disconnected in Wisconsin. Then multiply the times 50 states. It is damn near impossible to rig an election in the U.S. It just is.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Reed Ribble, former congressman, joining us just for a couple more minutes. Reed, the false fraudulent electors here in the state of Wisconsin apparently getting the pass as of right now from the attorney general.
Getting the pass, half of them are delegates over here at the RNC.
Reed, should there be consequence to that? What was your impression of the false electors, number one, and number two, should there be a consequence for their actions?
Yeah, that whole system is so outrageous, but I have a tendency to give those people a bit of a pass, except the ones that were already attorneys. But the people that weren't attorneys were being advised by attorneys that the Trump campaign said, listen, this is legal and here's precedence for it, and so we're going to submit this in case any of these court cases end up challenging or being successful in challenge. I have a little less concern about what they did and how they did it, even though the whole thing was nonsense. And by that time, by the January 6th date that Congress was opening that Wisconsin envelope and Vice President Pence was certifying this election with the vote of members of Congress, they already knew that the count was legit. They already knew that court cases had been already weighed and rejected. I just find the whole thing just an exercise in futility and silliness. And there still needs to be consequences for January 6th for President Trump and the people that participated in it, in my view.
Yeah, amen. I agree with you there, Reed. And on that topic, certainly January 6th, an issue, first time we did not have the peaceful transfer of power. If Donald Trump gets elected, Reed, are you concerned that he would never leave that office based on his actions on January 6th?
No, because there's going to be another election, and at that point, the Secret Service will just go in and move him out. And so, and he's going to be like, what, 95? Well, I'm just teasing. He's going to be as old as Biden is right now. And so they'll just have to yell into his hearing aid and say, time to leave, sir. And he'll be escorted out of the White House. I don't really have that concern.
Could you envision a circumstance where he loses the election, yet goes out and claims he won, and it leads to some sort of violence or bloodshed, sir?
Well, I do believe that he will claim he won if he loses. He's going to claim he won no matter what is going on. He's going to claim he won. He's already saying if he loses, it's got to be rigged. So he's doing the exact same thing he did in 2020 that led to the chaos. And so I'm just struck at the fact that the convicted felon would be the Republican nominee. It's just shocking that in this day and age, everybody just rolls their eyes at the law, and while claiming to be the law and order party, you know. And so I don't know what's going to happen, but he is likely to be the victor in this race. And the American people, particularly those that are going to be voting for Joe Biden, better get it in their heads that Donald Trump's going to be the next president of the United States unless Joe Biden steps down and a younger, more capable person becomes their nominee.
Former Congressman Reed Ribble. Reed, thank you so much. Hopefully it won't be a decade the next time you join us.
Thank you, Reed.
You guys can reach out anytime. It's good to be with you. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Your calls. Last segment from the RNC in Milwaukee today. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
Tom, I want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, former Wisconsin Republican Congressman Reed Ribble. Thank you, Reed, for joining us. It's been some time since we had him on the show. Have to invite him back in the next decade.
Come on, he's a good cat.
He was a good cat. I liked him. Tomorrow, we got some good cats joining us on the airwaves. They include former Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott McCallum, not the wanker, Scott McCallum, and also our friend in labor and broadcast, Rick Smith, joining us in the 4 o'clock Central Time hour tomorrow. We're joining the Maggie Dawn Show tomorrow at the 3 o'clock hour. So our WMDX listeners, we're going to have a super cool Maggie and Devil simulcast like we did today, Dom. In honor of the fact it's the RNC, we'll take our little walkabout. You're wearing your mugshot shirt. I actually have a suit on today and a tie.
I got a collar. It has a collar.
I'm looking for Trump on that mugshot shirt.
No, this is the rock star mugshots. David Bowie.
Who's a bigger rock star than Donald Trump?
You have to have musical ability.
Haven't you ever seen him dance?
Yes, like I said, you got to have musical ability or rhythm. Real quick, callers, be patient. 844-967.
Oh, it's worth it, callers. Hold on.
2789. The breaking news of the day. Unfortunately, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, has contracted COVID. He is canceling events in Las Vegas. We'll keep you updated as time goes on. We wish him well. Also, Crudy on the Raw story. Here's the headline. I've seen some text come through. The Grindr Super Bowl. Gay ex-lawmaker exposes RNC amid spike in reported app outages. Now, they were talking about George Santos here, so take that for what it is. But it's on the Raw story, so we'll tell you. Here's what he said on Twitter. Grindr executives are calling the RNC convention the Grindr Super Bowl. Website tracker Down Detector reported Grindr experienced a significant spike in outages in the 24 hours since the convention began on Tuesday, and a map of the website showed a cluster of outages appeared to be reported near the Milwaukee area.
It's almost like there's a spike in demand for gay companionship here amongst the closeted delegates attending the RNC in Milwaukee.
Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the hypocrisy of then what saying that gay people don't have the same rights as everybody else.
Well, I thought they had toned down the anti-gay marriage in the platform this year, if that, the anti-abortion, because they didn't think it was politically advantageous to have it in the platform. Mm. They still hate you gays. They just don't talk about it as
well. Well, they love you when they want to love you, and then they hate on you when it serves their political purposes.
Well, self-loathing.
Well, I mean, 844-967-2789. Sherry from Horicon, you are up. Welcome, Sherry. Happy days. What do you got for us?
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Devils. I've listened to you since back a long time ago when you were with Brian, Fancy Brian.
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
he's helping us tomorrow during the Maggie Dawn broadcast. He'll be part of the party.
It's so ironic. He's with Maggie now, and so I get to hear him watch Maggie. I watch you guys all day. Anyway, my thing is, I'm 64. I've followed politics my whole life, and I've always been a Democrat. And, well, most of the time I've been a Democrat. And I've been riding with Biden. I love Biden. And throughout all of this, I know he's old. He's accomplished a whole lot these last three and a half years. But, you know, have they ever thought about having Harris be the president and him be the vice president?
Mm-hmm.
Flip the script, as they will.
What?
I've heard that. Let him be the elder statesman. And there's no cap on the number of times someone can serve as the vice president, because let's not forget, Joe's already had that job for 8 years. I don't know if that would be the perfect strategy, but it would certainly be a nice tip of the cap to, you know, Joe, should he come to the conclusion that this COVID would make a perfect excuse to step down as the Democratic candidate.
Thank you for the call, Sherry. I kind of like Bill Press's idea. Have Michelle Obama, you know, have Joe step down. Kamala ends up, maybe she wins, maybe it's handed to her, whatever the case is. The first day of the DNC in Chicago.
The elder statesman.
Absolutely. And he's been around a long time.
As he puff passes the torch to the next generation.
Yes. And then have Michelle Obama introduce Kamala Harris as the candidate. I think he's absolutely right. Talk about star power. I mean, Michelle Obama's no Dog the Bounty Hunter, but I think that would motivate some folks.
Well, you'd blow their minds over a QAnon. But you know what they're calling it now? Blue Anon. Because we're the conspiracy theorist. Just saying.
About what? What's our conspiracy?
I don't know.
About?
It rhymes with QAnon.
That Blue Donald Anon. Trump orchestrated an attack and a coup on our country, and we haven't done a damn thing to pursue it from him. We're trying, but, you know, they're playing the game, and so perhaps we won't know what the consequence of that will be before this election. Wisco Paul, we can give it the last 45 seconds. Welcome. What do you got
Wisco
for us?
Wisco.
Paulie, you're up, man.
Hey, I'm here. Oh. You guys there?
All right. Yeah,
say quick.
Okay, Kamala Harris needs to step up to the plate and become our nominee, because the polls I'm looking at, Biden's not doing so good, and you guys are doing a nice job down there, and I don't have to be there. I can't even watch it on TV. Thanks, boys.
Well, you don't have to watch it on TV. You just listen to the greatest radio show ever, and we'll tell you everything you missed, which can be damn near everything. Just don't even watch, Paulie. It'll hurt your eyes. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to our fine guest. Thank you to Maggie Dawn for letting us shotgun her show. Thank you to Bill Press. Thank you to former Congressman Reed Ribble. Don't forget Scott McCallum on tomorrow's show, along with Rick Smith in the 4 o'clock hour. Devils doing it live, RNC MKE 2024.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Casper. Thank you, Rich, back in the studios in Madison. We will see you tomorrow with Maggie Dawn at 3 o'clock.